This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in to KER Politics. This weekend's show is packed full of information and interesting topics because, boy, is the world falling apart. This is Jim McKinney, your co-host with Al Corlin. Today we have, for the first part of the show, we've got a successful fund advisor, a regular that's been on the show many times, Dan Placente, from the Bay Area. That place once beautiful and nice, which is now someplace you just got to be careful about. And, we've got a lot of topics to talk about. And I'll tell you, Dan, welcome in. And I wanted to ask you, as a fund manager and I guess a frequent contributor to Wall Street Journal, what do you think about the inflation numbers that just came out?
Well, small correction. I don't run any funds, but I do manage portfolios for people. There's a distinction there. But what question would you like? Say that again. What would you like me to respond to?
Inflation. The latest numbers on inflation.
Yeah, I don't think inflation's as fleeting as they think it's going to be. There's some significant problems that we have to face. There's some of the fleeting part will be because of the supply restrictions, and that will start to work its way out. But there's other bottlenecks that they're creating, and because they're adding more regulation to the system, and it's we're going to have problems going forward here. They put so much money into the system that's sloshing around, and they keep trying to help us with every little problem that we have. They're this nanny state that they're creating. With all this money going around chasing fewer goods, you're going to have inflation. It's a monetary problem. So I think we're going to live with this for some time. But there is going to be corrections in here, and they're going to be painful for a lot of people. So I think people ought to be very cautious here in making big purchases and making investments. They ought to think long and hard about what they're doing and not think that this parade is going to continue forever.
You know, Danny,
yeah,
Jimmy, if I can just jump in here, I got to tell you, Dan, got a comment yesterday on our blog. By the way, both Jimmy and I really appreciate the comments that we're getting on the blog. But I believe it was B. B said, the inflation is kind of interesting, and because of what's happening, I would strongly suggest, I being B, the people stay away from real estate right now, because I think that you're going to find, because of the economic difficulties ahead of us, that probably real estate values, whether it's single-family dwellings, whether it's raw land, what have you, are going to decrease. I think that's a possibility. But I'm not really sure that's a totally viable possibility. Dan, what do you think?
Well, the variable is what will interest rates do. Right. Most people, a lot of people are payment shoppers. They'll buy as much real estate as they can afford the payments on. And so if rates rise, that changes the calculation for a lot of people. And so we'll just have to see. I mean, when you have rampant inflation, if somebody tries to counteract that by raising rates, I mean, obviously the Fed's kept the punch bowl out there for as long as it can and will continue to do that. But at some point, if the problem becomes too great and they have to raise rates or rates rise on their own, it's going to be difficult for a lot of these. But so I'll give you an example. This is just anecdotal. I'm looking to buy a property, in a second home in a place. And I've just watched people just pay crazy prices for things that sold for much, much lower, sometimes 50% lower, 60% lower in the previous year. And at some point, your common sense has to take over and say, you know what, I'm not participating in this. And I think you're starting to see people do that. They're starting to say, you know what, I'm just not going to play that game. I'm going to wait till things cool down, until there's cooler heads, and I'm going to make a decision when it's more rational. And I think you're starting to see softening in certain parts of the country. And I think that's good, because if it continues on like this, you have blow-offs like we had in 2007, 8, and 9. And I've seen people that are just now, in some markets, getting their money out from when they bought in 2005 or 6 prior to the crash. And I don't want to be one of those people. So if you don't want to be one of those people, you ought to think long and hard about making a purchase right now.
I agree, Dan. And the interesting part about it is there's this demographic shift from urban areas. There's a large number, we live up here in a beautiful little corner of the Pacific Northwest. People are inundating our local market along the coastline from Seattle, the greater Seattle area, Portland, and California. So the demand here is high, and what you're talking about with these, 50% increases, 30 to 50% increases in really just a year or two, is prevalent. Though it seems like people are going to continue to be moving out of those areas, and especially into areas like South Carolina, Florida, Texas, red states, you see this massive movement. We were out looking around in Lake Murray in South Carolina a few weeks ago, and people were coming in from Jersey and New York without seeing homes, paying 30, 40, 50% higher than people were asking for them, paying cash, getting out of those markets because of the taxes, because of the crime issues, because of basically their views. And you see this massive, I think this shift is going to really have an impact on our economy that nobody is really predicting or can see. There's going to be a lot of changes, especially with what's happening with the administration, with these mandatory vaccination requirements for large companies. What's going to happen with the workforce when we've already got these pressures on supply, when we've got, shortages of actual labor in some of these positions, and then you throw these types of issues on there. It's going to be very complex. These are waters we've never seen before. We've never been in this area before.
Yeah, and you put on top of that, you overlay the fact that people can work remote in a lot of jobs now. They just don't need the cities like they once did. I worked for 30 years in San Francisco, and then we finally decided, you know what, we're going to get out of this city, and we're going to go and work somewhere in the suburbs or the exurbs. And we just made that decision. And frankly, I've been out of the city for a year and a half now. I have not been back. I live 15 minutes or 10 minutes from San Francisco. I have not gone into that city except to use their airport. So, and you can do that now. You don't need to go and put up with the crazy people on the street and the crime and all the other ridiculousness, the expense. There was this local city tax. There's all kinds of other things that you have to put up with in a city. You just don't have to do that anymore. I feel sorry in a way for these outer areas, the exurbs and the suburbs, because they're going to be inundated with people from the cities who are going to start to demand city-type services and are going to bring some of the same garbage that they created in the cities into these areas. And it's going to be much more expensive. But, change is the way our world works. We're always in flux. That's just the way it is.
Well, that is the way it
is.
Yeah, that is a way to. There's no question about that. Jimmy, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're getting close here to the end of this segment, and I just I think we ought to transition to some of the decisions that are being made by the by this administration right now, and what the heck is going on, and how that's going to impact not only the world situation, but certainly local economics as well as politics, and what may happen as we go forward with a lot of pressures on different, let's just say it, this kind of a political attack on conservatives right now by the administration and people that really don't want a larger government in place. So I think we ought to roll into that for the next segment of the show, if you're willing to do that, Dan.
Absolutely.
Well, I got to tell you, the next show segment is going to start here in about 15 seconds, right after a commercial break. But I got to tell you, it is it's a segment we're going to talk about mandatory inoculation, etc. And I have to tell you, I don't think you're going to be surprised at what both Dan and Jim have to say about that. Jim has an incredibly common sense view on that, and it's something that you just simply cannot disagree with. You guys, it's always fun putting this show together. Now that I have a co-host, that's going to take some of the pressure off of me. I want to tell you, I thoroughly enjoy doing this. Be right back with Dan Pacini.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I've time for the second segment of KER Politics. Jimmy and I have Dan Pacini on the line with us right now. You know, I'm curious as to how you feel, Dan, about the mandatory inoculations that Biden is trying to push through. I think it's a crock, personally. I think it's just simply one more aspect of government control that we simply don't need, because those actions are totally stating, in my opinion, that Americans are imbeciles. They won't do the right thing. What do you think about that, Dan?
Well, I think it's even worse than that. We have a lawless president. I mean, we have to say it. The federal government doesn't own that authority. That's something that's reserved to the states and to the people. And he is acting in a lawless fashion, much like he did with the eviction ban. He just, you know, they just make this up, or DACA, like Obama. They just make these things up, you know. They bypass the legislature when it's a legislative issue. They bypass the states and the people when it's not even a federal issue. He has no authority to do such a thing, and he knows it. But they do it anyway because they know they can get away with it for a period of time until the courts catch up to them. And the courts don't do anything to them. They don't slap anything on them. So, people ought to be nervous. We have a befuddled president. We have a guy who goes in and out of lucidity. He's, he makes bad decisions. He's been incompetent for most of his career. He's a mediocre person. We got twin mediocrities, the president and the vice president. Americans didn't choose well. They just didn't, and they have to face up to it. This is what you're going to get. But this is lawless. So there needs to be pushback, and the states are starting to do that. You're going to see a number of lawsuits, and they're not just going to come from the states. To tell people what medicines you can put in your body, I mean, listen, I'm a vaccinated person. I read all the information I could read, and I made a judgment. And some of it's a hunch. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a scientist. I made a judgment. But I don't begrudge anybody else for making a different judgment. You're putting a medicine in your body. You ought to think long and hard about that. It's a new one. It's a new treatment. So, that's the biggest problem, is it's lawless. And we ought to fight for our Constitution. We ought to fight at every moment for that Constitution, because without it, we have no protections. That's the one benefit we have over many other countries, is we have a Constitution that's was strong. So, I don't know how else to put it. This is lawless.
You know, I think what bothers me more than anything else, when you see the Biden regime, I don't even call it the administration, the Biden regime, putting out these edicts, that, like tyrannical decrees, basically forcing people to take actions, pushing vaccinations when you hear very little about natural immunities from people that have already had the virus. My family all had the virus. And of course, there's a number of studies out there that show that's actually more effective than the vaccines if you haven't had the virus yet. So you've got that, and they're not talking about treatments. They're not taking the same push, not pushing research and efforts on treatments that are effective and available out there if you do get the disease. And of course, the numbers, the deaths are significantly lower. We do have these cases, but we really can't identify the accuracy or the efficiency based on most of the information that's out there. You just aren't sure exactly what's happening with the PCR testing being recalled by the FDA. There's all kinds of questions out there. And to make a decision very rapidly without a long-term studies that, if you want to take a vaccination and you should, especially if you're in the right age category, I think that's a wise thing for you to do. If you are younger and it's very low risk for you, you don't know what's going to happen in the long term. And to make these decisions, you're impacting individuals' choices, their lives, but you're also putting these edicts on corporations and federal employees in order to force a political agenda that may be driven more by lobbyists from pharmaceutical companies than possibly by the science out there. And we definitely know that there's some questions about some of the science and some of the efforts by the NIH and, of course, the CDC right now. There's a lot of questions. They're backing off on a lot of issues. So you really have to question what the heck is going on with this government. And I agree with you completely. We have to stand up for those basic rights of choice. Without that, we have nothing, and we are like really not even a banana republic. We're in a in a dictatorial Soviet-style state where people are dictating our future and control. And I just don't think Americans can put up with this much longer.
I would say this. I think you've laid the groundwork to describe what this really is. These are political decisions. They keep talking about the science and we follow the science. They don't do anything of the sort. They do what's in their interest and what they want to do. They want to control people. They want a government that tells people what to do. They want to call the shots. They pick and choose the science that they want to follow. This isn't science. My read of this, again, not a scientist, not a person that has great expertise in this, but I think we're just delaying the inevitable. These viruses are going to pass through our culture and through our civilization. They're just going to pass through. They're going to take as many people as they're going to take, and they're going to sicken as many people as they're going to sicken. And we're just delaying the inevitable with the little lockdowns and our little theater masks that we wear that do almost nothing. It's going to pass through our culture, and we have to figure out a way to endure it. So you're absolutely right. We need to learn how to treat these things. We need to describe to people across the country what the best standard of care is for treating people like that. You ought to take basic precautions. You know, I take the zinc and the vitamin D and the vitamin C, and I do all that, and I try and take good care of myself and not put on weight. And you should do that in every facet of your life. You shouldn't smoke. You shouldn't do all these things. But the things that they're asking you to do are lawless, and we get back to that, and they aren't based on science. So I think it ought to be the other way around. You shouldn't protect all the vaccinated people like they're the most virtuous. You ought to say to people, listen, you're going to go out into society, and you're going to encounter some people that are vaccinated, some people that aren't, some people that are carrying it who may or may not be vaccinated, and some people who aren't. And you make a decision what you want to do. So I tend to not linger in crowds. I tend to not get into people's spaces very long. I just make decisions like that. But I still live my life because you only have so much time on this planet. And, you can't waste it. And you got to provide for your families. And you got to do other things. You have responsibilities. So it should be incumbent on everybody else to just make good judgments and see what happens. But if they want to really do the right thing by science, we ought to start with protecting the people that are most at risk. And those are the people that are obese, people with diabetes, people that are elderly. They're the high risk factor. Short of that, you're starting to see flu numbers. That's really what, those are the casualties. It's around the flu numbers for everybody else. So, that's where I am on that.
My take on the Biden administration right now with this federal mandate that every federal entity has to do, that they know the conservatives are less likely to take it. They're more concerned about the policies. I think they want to purge people that don't support their agendas. And I think that's a disgusting, absolutely disgusting agenda.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
U.S. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
20 years after 9/11, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda still threaten the U.S. Condoleezza Rice was National Security Advisor under President George W. Bush when the attack happened. She tells NBC News about the difficulties we'll face with the Taliban back in charge of Afghanistan.
We're going to have to work awfully hard with no eyes and ears on the ground, no intelligence assets on the ground.
Rice says one improvement from 9/11 is that intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. WNYC TV on the scene as the South Tower collapses.
Covered with bandages and blood. It looks like a lot of them were even on the floor of one of the exchanges.
There's actually, oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
That happening at 9:59 a.m. New York time, 56 minutes after Flight 175 with 65 people on board from Boston to L.A. flew into the building. This is USA Radio News. Amazing Grace playing this morning at the Pentagon, a ceremony set for 10 this morning local time. That ceremony part of a somber day for President Biden. He's commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11 Saturday with visits to the Pentagon, Ground Zero, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Biden addressing the nation Friday night in a pre-recorded video, praising those who volunteered to punish those responsible.
The 9/11 generation stepping up to serve and protect in the face of terror, to get those terrorists who are responsible. To show everyone seeking to do harm to America that we will hunt you down and we will make you pay. That will never stop. Today, tomorrow, ever, from protecting America.
Yes, 9/11 brought out acts of heroism and unity. Women disappearing from public life in Afghanistan, the Taliban ordering all male employees to return to work tomorrow, but female employees must stay home until a proper work environment is provided. Also, a female TV anchor says only three other women are still appearing on air. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for the second hour of KER Politics. You know, I got to tell you, talking with Jim McKinney right now, Jimmy, I got to tell you, Dan is one of the most sensible guys who I know when it comes to political issues. You're right in that same category also. Both of you have a view on the basic COVID medications, COVID insurances, whatever you want to call them, that make all the sense in the world to me. I think we've talked COVID into the ground. We've talked immunization into the ground. Tell you what I'd like to talk about right now. Let's do a bit of a recap on the week, and I'm going to let you start any place you want, okay?
Yeah, sure. This has been an incredibly challenging week for the current regime in power in the United States. They have attempted to shift the focus away from a very just unfortunate and disastrous evacuation of Afghanistan, where they basically just left, ran away, leaving American citizens after promising to get American citizens out, leaving American citizens on the ground with the Taliban, and basically went away with our tail between the legs. That was the beginning of the week, as you know, we closed out. The Biden administration and the Biden-Harris team, their poll numbers are dropping with Democrats as well. And then you've got this push for mandatory vaccines. You've got economic stress. You've got, bad job numbers from last week. incredible rise in inflation, the largest jump in inflation that we've ever seen. These are all leading to some very interesting questions and a lot of concerns by American citizens out there of what the heck is happening. And again, as Dan had mentioned in the previous part of the show, you wonder about lawlessness and how far this administration is willing to go, how far they're willing to push against legislation, against individual privacy and rights. And it's been a very dramatic week, and a lot of intense reactions out there, and I think a lot of fear from the American people as well as the international community that really can't trust America to stand up under this administration, under this regime, if you will.
You know, I got to tell you, man, there's no question about that whatsoever. It's just amazing to me. I would like to elaborate a little bit personally on Afghanistan. I find it to be interesting that Angela Merkel and other European leaders have criticized the method that the United States used for simply pulling stakes up in there. I kind of am a little bit confused on that one. How do you feel?
So I think the NATO partners that have been in Afghanistan with the United States since the 9/11 attacks, and this is important, something that we need to talk about as well, is, you know, tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and Flight 93 crashing in Pennsylvania. Our allies, our NATO allies, have been fighting with us throughout. And the reality with NATO is NATO depends on U.S. logistics capability for movement of troops, for equipment, and really for policy, for direction and policy. And what the Biden regime accomplished over the last few months was to completely alienate our key allies in NATO and then left them stranded in a rapid pullout as the Taliban advanced and the Americans did nothing to stop it. And the reality here is becoming clear. NATO is incapable of operating without U.S. military support and forces. They could not bring to bear any pressure on the Taliban without U.S. air power and U.S. logistics. And, of course, that made it very difficult for them to evacuate their own citizens. They're German citizens. There are British citizens. They're Canadian citizens. There's Italian citizens. There's Italian, there's people all over Afghanistan that were left behind because of the U.S. rapid pullout and their failure to understand, you know, what the ramifications for very poor planning, if not, and this is what bothers me more than anything else. It is so disastrous. It was so done so poorly that it almost looks like that they had to be actively planning to do it this way in order to allow the Taliban to move forward. And that bothers me very much right now. So, yes, our NATO allies are very concerned, as they should be, as should the world, with stability and Western civilization and how we will manage with a growing China power and complete lawlessness throughout the region in Central Asia right now, with a terrorist regime, basically, that we not only emboldened but armed and allowed complete takeover of a country we spent 20 years and $2 trillion in supporting. So, yeah, it's disastrous. It's disastrous. Our allies are very concerned.
Yeah, I agree 100%. One thing I want to get into in the next segment that we're going to do, I want to talk a little bit about what the Republicans plan to do in the next election, and the fact that you were given the honorary title of most active Republican in the county in the Republican Party. I'd like you to talk about that a little bit. But I got to tell you, Jim, I am not a psychologist, but I have a very good read of my fellow human beings. And I would like to know, I don't understand at all why the Democrats, I mean, I have nothing against the Democratic Party of previous years, and I want to stress of previous years, but the Democratic Party in office right now, in my opinion, is simply not the party to get the job done for America. Why in God's name, Jimmy, are they doing what they're doing, in your opinion?
My opinion is, and this is, you know, my view and analysis, that the Democratic Party has had a civil war going on for a while now between the extremists, the leftist progressives, the AOCs, actually Nancy Pelosi is one of them too, but she, you know, shields herself in more a moderate role today, but the Maxine Waters and the Nancy Pelosi's are pretty, they've always been extreme. They now have control. They believe that since they have control, they should push it as far as they can for the political purposes. And what's driving motivation on the left is the very loud, vocal, small minority of extremist partisan, actually partisan, I want to say, you know, Marxist ideologues. They're pushing the agenda on the Democratic Party, and the moderates are sitting back going, I'm not sure what to do, but I don't want to lose my position within the power, because they follow each other blindly. And the other thing that supports them is a corporate media right now that is very much in bed with the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Well, I think it all boils down to money. We've talked about this before. Globalism is, in theory, is a really good thing. It's hurting the United States right now economically, however, and I think it's hurting the United States from a security standpoint right now. But I have to say, I'm a pretty, you know, pretty much of a card-carrying, non-secular individual. And I think it's really, really interesting how people who are globalists are probably using that to an extreme against our country. You simply cannot do that, in my humble opinion. And my opinion ain't so humble, you guys. My opinion is pretty important because I'm pretty well informed. There's no question about that. You know, it's amazing to me how people with absolutely no credentials when it comes to government administration, et cetera, can get into the high offices that they have gotten into. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have term limits. I'm talking about individuals who are simply not qualified to hold the offices they hold. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to KER Politics. This is Jim McKinney, co-hosting with Al Borland today. We've talked a little bit about Afghanistan and the problem with China taking over rare earths and some of the policies that the Biden administration is absolutely failing America with. And now we're going to talk a little bit, I guess, to the other thing that's failing America right now, and that's the COVID crisis. The administration has come back, like with Afghanistan, told one thing one week and then completely came back again a week later. They said that, hey, everybody gets vaccinated, this goes away. Well, that's not the case. We're actually seeing increased rates. And they can't really identify, they say it's the Delta variant, but there's some indications that, in fact, a large percentage of people that are going back in with COVID actually have been double vaccinated. And so they're pushing a third vaccination. And you have to consider what is going on with the pharmaceutical industry and this administration when they are pushing vaccinations, but they're not pushing treatments, and they are not questioning some of the numbers that are out there with those, you know, successful treatment processes. And they haven't been talking about natural immunity from people that have had it in the past. And some of the latest information that the CDC is putting out, twice as many people have had COVID as previously thought. Well, that means the death rate is significantly less. That cuts the death rate and the infection fatality rate, the IFR, in half. That's a pretty significant number, and it definitely changes the perception of how deadly the disease was and what's the justification for continued lockdowns. And these lockdowns are absolutely beginning to damage the economy in very, very disturbing ways. Supply chain issues and, of course, unemployment. And we just had a very, very low new jobs report. We're only about 265,000 jobs came in when there was expectations of about 700,000.
And that brings us into some significant issues as this administration apparently is unable to manage this issue, manage our economy, or foreign affairs all at once. Al, what do you have to think? What do you have to say?
Well, there's no question about that. A couple of comments. Number one, on the COVID situation, I think you have to use common sense. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is somebody like myself who is, aged, for lack of better terms, but in great shape, I have to add, Tony and everybody else. I want to say that we got to be careful. Does that mean we have to quarantine? Does that mean we have to adhere to lockdowns? Absolutely not. We just have to use common sense. As one of my daughters said, just use common sense. You know, don't put yourself in an environment that may be dangerous for you. Point number one. Point, you've been saying that for months and years, Jimmy. Point number two, I want to talk a little bit about the job situation. I think that I'm not surprised. We have so many people, Jim, in our neck of the woods who cannot hire right now because the government is giving too much away. They can make more money on entitlements than they can working. I have some close friends who own a very, very interesting Italian restaurant, the only one of any class in the neighborhood, in my opinion. They are running it as a husband and wife team. And what do I mean by that? Well, the husband is an outstanding five-star chef. He's doing the cooking. He also has to wash the dishes. And his wife, unfortunately, has to wait on all the tables. Now, having said that, the only thing I can say to people listening here in Semiahmoo is the name of the restaurant is Scampi Osteria. It is a great restaurant. Please patronize them. Having said that, and that's not a paid advertisement. Having said that, I want to say that because of what's going on right now, an entitlement crisis that is very, very close to being reality is very, very dangerous. It's something, Jim, that I have been following since the late 1990s. It's called Social Security. Social Security will not be able to pay recipients by 2034. You don't think that's going to change our country? Come on, man. That's going to kill us. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely crazy that people keep kicking this down the road, that
right.
Our elected officials keep kicking it down the road. And I want to make one correction that I said earlier. I said 265,000 jobs. No, it's 235,000 jobs.
Right.
Compared with a predicted 700,000 to 720,000 jobs. There are a couple of reasons for that. One is the subsidies, the unemployment subsidies the federal government's providing and some states. Those subsidies are still continuing in the very large states, in New York, California, you know, the big influencing states, because they have such large populations. And what's that? There's another issue out there. These same states, these Democratic blue states, they've got additional lockdown procedures. Businesses can't have any continuity, and they have no idea of what's coming next, so they're unable to hire. They're not going to take those risks because they don't know. And, of course, a lot of them are having to shut down because they can't keep up with this demand, and they don't have enough employees to work. And that's really putting an incredible stress on our economy. It's really hurting individuals. It's making – 6 months ago, I ordered a refrigerator for my new construction. I can't get it yet. There's all kinds of things like this that are going on.
I didn't want to say anything, but when I met you at your new place last night, looking around the kitchen, you got a lot of stuff missing, not necessarily just in the kitchen, and it's got nothing to do with your ability. It's totally not your fault. We had our bathroom, I had my bathroom totally redone. Instead of taking 2 weeks, it ended up taking a total of 3 months because of the supply chain.
This is incredibly damaging to the economy. Of course, we're seeing the result with is inflation, but you're also seeing a dependence on, again, Chinese manufacturing in order to fill the gap. It's really putting pressure on U.S. manufacturers. They continue with the lockdowns. Chinese are continuing to control resources and assets. There is something very nefarious going on right now in global economics. And when you add to that your pointed concern, which the entitlements of the Social Security, and I don't call Social Security an entitlement because I've paid for it my whole life, you know. this is entitlement are those people that are getting stuff for nothing for free that I'm paying for through my taxes.
Right.
This is something that, hey, if I would have put that money away, I'd be in good shape. But thank goodness I'm not dependent upon them, and I don't think anybody else should be either. They better take care of themselves before they can trust this government.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't disagree at all on that one. When I basically got out of the conventional investment sector, I want to elaborate on something I said earlier, by the way. This was back in about 1997, 1998. Went into the precious metals sector, and the reason I did that is because, among other things, I saw the Social Security crisis as being a very real reality back in those days. I'm back into I would call the conventional sector now, though, because I believe we are structured right now in our country in such a way that if either the Democrats or the Republicans want to maintain any power whatsoever, they better make darn sure that the stock market does not go in the tank. And they can goose the market all they want. I know all about that. So I'm pretty confident that in the next, I would have to say, for the next 3 to 5 years, I'm going to be fine in the conventional market. One last comment, and then we got a break we have to cut it. My final comment is I'm very proud to have Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney as a co-host on this show. Jim has proven to me and to our listeners that he is very, very well informed from a boots-on-the-ground situation. What does that do to us? That makes us the best website in terms of current events. It's fun putting together the show. See you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.